You're on the Press Box with Olympia D and also Chris Jenkins on Old School 105.3. Oh my gosh, my Charlotte Hornets. The buzz is back, baby. The buzz is back. Chris, you were at last night's game, right?
Yes, I was at last night's season opener. It was an exciting game from start to finish, and I had a chance to talk with Al Jefferson right after the game to see what the opening night was like for him.
I was a little nervous. I put a little butterfly, is what I like to call it. And me and Marvin were just talking about how, we went through a lot of emotions in the last 2 hours. We was, high, very excited, very hype, to low, to pissed off, to back hype again. It's probably by far the most crazy season opener I've ever been a part of, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting that win.
That's right. It's all about the win, and my Charlotte Hornets beat the Bucks last night, 108-106. Very good game. And tonight is all on the Panthers.
Yes, NFC South is on the line tonight with the game against the New Orleans Saints. So it'll be interesting because we have a lot of injuries that are mounting up on the offensive line, but we do get D'Angelo Williams back, so it should be a good pickup for us and a great game tonight.
All right, Bank of America Stadium, 8:25 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're driving into Uptown Charlotte, please make sure you drive carefully because there's going to be a lot of traffic out there on the roadway. Chris, where can we follow you at?
You can follow us on Twitter at Charlotte Vibe, and we'll also have photos and videos from both the Hornets game and Panthers updates tonight.
All right, and you can also follow me at Olympia D Show and Old School 105.3.